Breakfast Show. Live from Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee, I'm going crazy. Smile 90.4 FM.
Right, so Elvis Presley was the first big signing for Sun Records, the first substantial signing that had made some money. Prior to that, Ike Turner was in town, and Sam Phillips was using Ike Turner to churn out hits more along the lines of soul and blues, but nothing like the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. That was the gateway to Sun Studios forming a relationship with not only Memphis, but with artists. Artists such as Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and of course, Carl Perkins, the man responsible for blue suede shoes, because he was the first to do it. He did it big, man. Carl Perkins, in actual fact, was the first person to receive a Cadillac for his efforts at Sun Studios, because at that stage, Sam Phillips said, whoever brings me a million record sales, I'm going to buy them a brand new Cadillac. And he had to buy that for Carl Perkins, not Elvis Presley. So that was the big hit maker for Sun Records, was Carl Perkins. Straight after Elvis was released, Carl Perkins came along and he hit that number with Blue Suede Shoes. But loads of artists after that. We're going to talk more about that story live from Memphis, Tennessee, and the backstory, the backbone and the roots to rock and roll of history and music as we know it.
I got a new song we're going to play here. We're going to cut loose this new song.
Well, that's all right, mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, mama. Any way you do.
That's it, y'all. That's the debut for Elvis, and nothing was quite the same from that night onward. Elvis would sign to the label about halfway through his three-year record deal. He had already blown up so much, he outgrew Sun Records, and it was needed to get onto a major label. So RCA Victor was more than happy to purchase Elvis's contract from Sam, which was a really kind of ground-shattering moment in a way. A lot of talent started pouring into Memphis when Elvis signed to a major label, because everybody wanted to record a song or two with Sam, hoping to follow in the same footsteps. And boy, Marion would have about 200 kids a day busting down the door with a guitar in their hands saying, you got to sign me, I've got the next hit. And what ended up happening is Sam got out of debt when RCA paid him for Elvis. And so for the first time, Sam can actually properly promote people and put money behind records. The Man in Black was a Air Force veteran from Arkansas, but living in Memphis after discharge. He was selling vacuums and TVs door to door, and not selling very many because he spent so many hours a day hovering around this studio trying to get a record deal. He had been in Sam's ear a little bit. He had talked to Marion several times up front. But thank you, Marion, because it wasn't until she bought a TV from J.R. Cash and promised him an audition with Sam that he got in front of Sam and sang Folsom Prison Blues from right in that spot. Wow. And Sam nicknamed him Johnny. And then he started doing I Walk the Line, Cry, 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 Hey Porter. And before he even had a drummer, they would keep the band on time by loosening the strings of the guitar. You put a dollar bill through. Total coincidence, by the way, it takes Cash to get the Johnny Cash sound. But when you strum, you kind of get that train rolling down the tracks. Roger Miller, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
It was the night of December 4th, 56, and that picture was on the front cover of the paper the next morning, December 5th, with the headline, The Million Dollar Quartet. But what happened is that's Jerry Lee Lewis in the top left, 21 years old. He had moved to Memphis after hearing Elvis on the radio, and he got the job here as the session piano player for the label. And on that particular night, he was recording with Carl Perkins in the middle from Blue Suede. And right in the middle of that session, Elvis, who had five number ones at RCA and had been touring his butt off, he walks through the door and says he wants to hang out for a minute, but kind of by default, crashes the session because the press and screaming fans are on his heels, and it just becomes a huge to-do. Well, Johnny Cash, top right, gets called down, and an impromptu jam session bust out when they start playing Chuck Berry songs. And at the end of the night, Jerry Lee started playing his own originals, and everybody, including Elvis, was just kind of like, Sam, you've got to do something with all this energy. And a couple months later, this photo was snapped right when Great Balls of Fire was recorded, the number one selling Sun record of all time by a long shot.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my whip, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire.
Breakfast Show. Live from Memphis, Tennessee, in the USA.
This is America.
On Smile 90.4 FM.